head or tails. Amen. Amen. Very important. It was the time of the word being made manifest. But most time when you come to tell people the word is made flesh, it will look like fairy tales. People don't believe you. Amen. Seem to them as idle tales, and they believe them not. Now we are going to read about what happened in that same chapter when they were going to Emmaus. Verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem. And they talked together all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near to him and went with them. Amen. 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 Jesus himself, the light itself, came, but they were so full. Remember, it was the morning of that day that the women came to tell them that he is arise. They said, this is fairy tale. So how could them under that anointing of unbelief see the light? It's as if they tell you, this is the sun. You say, no, I don't believe it. The sun won't do any good to you. They tell you, this is the sun. Let go under the sun to be quickened, to be made alive. You say, no, this is not the sun. The sun can't be so bright. God is so humble. He can't do something like this. Your own interpretation of the word. They were so anointed with that unbelief that when the word made flesh came, remember, Jesus didn't change his face. Amen. It was the same Jesus who stood with them for 3.5 years. He came and started walking with them, but they were so full with unbelief that they couldn't see him. Amen. No matter whatever they could tell, you know, no. You women, you are lying. They could even bring quotes. A woman can't preach. Amen. You are just a woman. How are you there? No. You are dreaming. But, and went with them. But their eyes were held that they should not know him by unbelief. And he said to them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, now listen to his answer. Are you only a stranger? He was looking him in the face. Are you, amen. Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem? And have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? Amen. Looking at the Lord straight in the face. He said, man, where are you coming from? Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? You know, sometimes they were so preoccupied by the political situation of the land that they forgot that the prophecies has to fulfill. Amen. Amen. Listen to their answer. It shows that they were really preoccupied by the things of current life. Amen. He says, and he said to them, what things? And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was, they believed in the written word, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death. That just Luke 9:22 that we read, that Jesus told them that this thing will happen. And have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day. This is coming from Cleopas' mouth. He even knew today is the third day. Amen. But the spoken word said he will raise on the third day. Amen. He said, today is the third day since these things were done. You know, they were so disappointed because they had their own understanding, their own interpretation of the word. For them, the Roman occupation was their main focus. We thought he would deliver us, he would redeem Israel from the Roman occupation. Since he was dead, he was put to death, we thought it was him that will save Israel. Since he didn't do it, they lost their focus from what the word was saying. They even knew it was the third day. They even knew that Jesus was taken by the priest and the high priest and all, they put him to death. They could remember the scriptures. They could knew it was the third day, but they didn't connect these things together to know it was God being manifest. Amen. Amen. Most of the time, current situations may lead us to lose focus. Things may be happening. They were there under the cross. They were there at Mount Golgotha. They were there so preoccupied by the thing because they were disappointed. Some of them, they were just crying because they were just shouting because they were disappointed by Jesus. We thought you were the one who are going to deliver us. Now, let's crucify him. Let him be crucified. When Jesus could shout, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. This is so funny. But it was the word made flesh. Amen. Just at that moment, the word was being made flesh before them. But they couldn't know it. Because they were so, their mind was so, you know, enveloped in their own interpretation of the scripture. That's the same thing we are going through today. You may be so preoccupied by your marriage situation. You may be so preoccupied by your status, your papers, your residency. You may be so preoccupied by your family situation, your finances, amen, that Jesus comes and starts walking with you. Amen. The word is being made flesh in your day. Amen. You fail to recognize it. Amen. The only thing that will come in your mind is, you know, this coronavirus. They are closing our company. In today's term, it's coronavirus. They are closing our company. You know, I was supposed to start a business in Malawi, but there's a Malawian here. Sorry. with this lockdown, I can't go and do my business. And things are happening in a way that you may fail to see the hand of God in your life. Amen. I'm not talking only about big prophecies. I'm talking about your relationship with God. It's between you and God. That scripture that God wants fulfilled, that God wants made flesh in you, in your day, for your life, for your experience. But you may be so blinded by current situation that God will come and start to talk with you. And you'll say, there's no place here. And close the door. Amen. Go and try next door. They may have space for you. Amen. It's very important. There's some scriptures I can't read. We have no time. But remember, just about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were so preoccupied by the things that were happening around them, they were even failing to see, to acknowledge that this is the Jesus that we were sitting with, eating with. Mary even called him a gardener. You remember? If you go and read it, Jesus came and Mary started even rebuking Jesus. I said, man, where did you put my master? If you know where he is, tell me where he is. Amen. Because she thought he was the gardener. Mm-hmm. Amen. Jesus can come and start to walk with you. You think he's a gardener. You may think he's a troublemaker. Mary thought that man that was asking him questions, you know, that man came and started just kind of you know, playing with her mind. What are you looking for? You see me, I came to embalm someone. Why are you asking such questions? Tell me where he is. You know where he is? It was only when Jesus, by his mercy, he said, Mary. Then she said, oh, this is the Lord. This is the Word made flesh. If God is not merciful enough with you, you can miss it. And leave Ireland and go, I don't know, to Australia or to Papua New Guinea because there's no coronavirus there. That's just me saying, you know. But just be careful to the leadership of the Lord. In your own life, I'm not talking about big promises that we know the Lord will come, that the resurrection of the dead, but in those simple things of your life. Don't fail to see the word of God being made manifest for you. Don't be distracted. Don't be, you know, blinded because of your situation. God knows your situation. Amen. Most of the time, my brother, the things you are going through are just a preparation for your destiny. Amen. God knows that if he gives you a marriage today, you may end up backsliding tomorrow. God knows that if he gives you that man that you want now, that man in 2 years' time, he'll get a stroke. Mm-hmm. Amen? And it will become a big trial for you. So God is just protecting you. Don't look at your age. I'm talking, I don't know. It just came up, but it's not on my notes. Amen? Amen? But believe it's the word of God. Amen. Your papers are failing to come. You have waited for years and years. They are not coming. Wait. Wait. Amen. Your opportunities there. God is preparing something. Amen. God is preparing something. While they were suffering under Pharaoh's burden, the land was not ready yet on the other side. Amen. Amen. The land was not ready yet on the other side. When everything came up together, everything went smoothly. Your job will come in the right time. Amen. And you will see that it's a blessing from the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, now that we have spoken these words from you, O Lord, let your people who have been sitting there respectfully listening to you speaking to them, they've not seen this veil of flesh, O Lord, but they could see you behind this veil, and let the benefits, the power, the resources, the vitamins, everything that was enveloped in the word, let them pull full advantage of it and let it transform them, O Lord. They are your children. They trust in you. And let your hand mightily act in their lives. And we will see the fruits in the coming days, O Lord. Bless everyone where they are, in their families, in their homes, in their rooms, wherever, at their workplaces. We have listened to this word, O Lord. Let them be blessed. We commit the rest of the service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.